You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In this week's parasha, we have a pasuk which seems to be not really in place. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu comes in front of Paro. So the parasha starts with the story of Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the parasha takes a little bit of a break. It goes through the history of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we get to a line, and the parasha says Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Paroi. Akshvot says Moshe Rabbeinu goes speak to Paroi. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paroi. And then the Torah records something which seems to be not that important. Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana, the Aaron ben Shmoinim Shana, bedamim apar. Moshe Rabbeinu was 8 years old. You know how many events that we have till now in the Torah, which were not clear exactly what was the age of the people that are leaving, or what they're doing. Stories of Avraham Avinu, stories when, for example, just one example that something we dealt here in the Shir, is the whole story to figure out that Yaakov Avinu hid in the Besmedrash of Shem Ve'Eved for 14 years. How do we know that? We know based on a Cheshbon, you know, something doesn't add up. When we figure out there's missing 14 years, so that's a Chazal Nu. Here it says it clear. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was 80 years old when he stood in front of Paro. Obviously, every word in the Torah, I mean, even just to speak about it, it's something which is, you know, every word in the Torah has depth and freedom of death. But what does it mean here? What is the Torah? What's the message? Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. Why do I care to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old when he stood in front of Paro? Obviously, something had to do with Nevuas Moshe and with the story of Moshe. So what is this concept? Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 years old when he stands in front of Paro. What do I care about that? When you go to last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu stands in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the stand. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, you need to go speak to Paro. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem, he says, he's not going to believe me. Well, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him some money, I'm not going to believe him. Back and forth. And then it says the sentence which it says, El Hashem, be adnus, aladanum yod, lo yishtvayim anoichi, I can't talk, come to work in Shushan, kvat pev kvat losher anoichi, my mouth is heavy, I can't do it. Shmuel tells him something which is so strong, so profound, but seems to be so simple that we should figure it out. Hashem tells him, who makes a person able to see, able to talk, able to listen, able to understand? Hashem. Be Hashem. I'm the one who does it. Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you afraid of? Can't talk? You're talking to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm the one who gave everybody the power of speech. So, first of all, what am I supposed to think? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't give up. The next line, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Fayoimer, be adnus again, shlach la biatishlach." I'm sorry, say with somebody else. And then, "Vayichav Hashem Moshe," the Kishbol gets upset. Moshe says, "Aaron will be instead of you." What's going on over here? Obviously, to understand the tools that we have and our understanding, our comprehension, b'chlal, what's the discussion, what's the debate? To the Moshe Rabbeinu and Kodesh Baruch Hu is a little beyond us. But it is a little bit of a touch of what is even, you know, the base of the way it's brought down here in the Torah. What's even the discussion? What is Moshe Rabbeinu, what is the time in which it is presented? Doesn't seem to begin. I can't talk. Moshe said, don't worry, I'll give you whatever you need to talk. But I still don't want to go. So what's going on over here? And finally, just really more of an emphasis of this question. Is in the end of the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro, and afterwards Paro makes it more difficult for Am Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, people come to complain to Moshe Rabbeinu, as people do, and did and do throughout history, always complain to the leaders of Am Yisrael, what's going on. And then Moshe goes to Hashem, and he tells him, again, Adnus, Lama Reisu Lama Zelama Zishlachtani. Why you made it bad, Am Yisrael? Why you send me? Look what happened. It's got worse. It didn't save the nation. Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you thinking? what's Pshat? What is even the beginning that he coined the Kashbo will tell him you did it wrong? And then Kashbo tells him the sentence that ends last week's parasha. He tells him, Atotir, now you will see a Shaisel pirate. So Chazal tells Rashi brings, Kashbo tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. So first of all, again, first of all, let's say Yerichar HaFashem Moshe, he's not upset at him. Hayor Dalma. What's the meaning of the Mido? He says, Hashem, you sent me. Didn't work out. And he said, okay, you have to believe. Okay? So, Chesor Nemuno. You're not going to Eretz Yisrael. What's the Shaychas? Why is that a punishment on the fact he didn't believe? Emuna has to do with Eretz Yisrael? Snapshot? So, I want to share an explanation. It's maybe some of the things we touched upon in previous years, but the way we're going to set up today, we never talked about it. And Beis Hashem, together with the Oyelon, will figure out if how this works. But I think it comes out to me to clarify a little bit for us what's going on over here with the debate to Moshe Rabbeinu, and eventually to understand why the age of Moshe Rabbeinu is so important. We'll start with something that has to do with really the Daf Yomi. Everybody who learns the Daf learned it this week. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, in Daf Nun, Gemara tells us that because what tells Moshe Rabbeinu last week's parashah, he tells him, my name is Shem Hashem, Yud Kivovki. That's my name. But, Zeh Shmi Lo'olam, V'zeh Zichri Dor Dor. So says the Gemara, in Pesachim, Daf Nun, Zeh Shmi Lo'olam, doesn't say Lo'olam with a Vav, which means world, but says Zeh Shmi Le'olam, without a Vav, Loshon He'olam, disguise. Meaning, you cannot say the name of Hashem. The Zesich Ridor Dor, how do you mention Hashem? That's the shame Adnus. What's Adnus? What we call Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Adoy, how do we pronounce the name of Hashem? We see in the Siddur Yud Kivov, okay? We say Adnus. Zesich Ridor Dor. I pronounce the name of Hashem with the word Adnus. I cannot really say the name of Hashem. That's what Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu in the last expression. He tells him, Ani Hashem, and then he tells him, Zeh Shmi Lo'olam, Zeh Zichri Dor Dor. You have to master the name of Hashem. So, first, what does it mean the name of Hashem is in this term? The Gemara just told him the name of Hashem, so why do we have to hide it? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, the lost in love, in Olam Haba, we will pronounce the name of Hashem. Why can't I pronounce the name of Hashem now? What's the reason? In the beginning of this week's parasha, says Vayidaber Elokim Moshe Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem. So Rashi explains over here, without going through the whole thing, we spoke about it in previous years this year, Moshe Rabbeinu, I told you the name of Hashem. To the others, I did not reveal the name of Hashem. Only to you. And they didn't complain, and you were complaining. That's what Rashi explains at the beginning of the parasha. What do you mean you revealed the name of Hashem? Didn't we just say they have to hide the name of Hashem? Do we have the name of Hashem? We don't have the name of Hashem. So pshat is at this we mentioned in the Machshav Nadaf. The pshat is like this: the name of Hashem Yud Kivovke. Whenever I can't say something, can't pronounce something, it means I cannot relate to it. What does the name of Hashem mean? The Shulchan Aruch tells us: when you have the name of Hashem, what's the meaning of the name of Hashem? Hoya hoy veviye umehavesakun. He was, he is, he will be, and he creates everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything. Everything that's happening in the world is happening with Hashem. Not every event that's happening, every power, everything is existing because of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only is everything existing, any pi'ula that person does in the world, as the Gemara tells us in Chulin, ain't adam noikef etzboa milamata. That person cannot move his little finger down here, and can echiz all the mala, unless Kadosh Baruch Hu allows him to do it. Really, in this world, Hashem is Yud Kivavki. That's Hashem. Hashem is everything. The Oimek, it's really everything you see. B'dvar Hashem, Shamayim Nas. Everything in the world is Hashem. The table is Hashem. Meaning, it's standing because of Hashem. The wall. Everything you look at, you can see Hashem. That's Yud Kivavki. We can't relate to that. We can live our life seeing Hashem every corner. Literally. Because then, what are we doing over here? A human being is put in the world to be in a world of challenges where it is, le'ala, where it's hidden. We're not supposed to see it. If you're seeing it, you don't really have what, right, how to connect to it, how to relate, how to operate. How can I operate if I see Hashem wherever I am? If this is Hashem, this is Hashem, what am I doing? We're living in a world where it seems like we are the ones controlled. And this is what the Nefesh HaChaim Shar Gimel and the Baal HaTanya and his partner called Shai Yichud Ve'emuno, they both go with this part together, the same idea. And they say the same point. The idea is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed in the world. We believe He's there, but we can't relate to that. How do we relate to Hashem? The Shem Adnos. What does Adnos mean? Adon, He's a master. Master who gives, supports, punishes a slave. When you support or punish a slave, that depends on the slave. Whatever we do. We do good, we get good. We do bad, we get bad. We don't control. Whatever we do, there's consequences. It's not a free world. But it's our world to deal with it. There's good, there's bad, there's evil, there's tzidkus. You have what to do in the world. It's your world to work in. Because Moses is your master who relates to it. But it's really starting from us. That's the idea of the Adnus that was revealed over here. So Hashem is Yudke Vavke. That's the real Gilui of Hashem. But it's hidden. It's concealed. It's covered. What is it covered with? It's covered with the name of Hashem. The name Adnus. It's covered with that. That's what it means. Zeshmi Le'olam. Olam Lashon Ha'alem. Not because it's, I don't want to touch it. I can't relate to it. So that's why I can't pronounce it. Come to Olam Haba, I'm able to pronounce it. But it's covered right now because I can't relate to it. But although I can't relate to it, I can't really pronounce it, I can't see it, but we do believe in it. And that is the Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The biggest Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim is, you should know that there is a Yudke Vavke. As the first you bring, and if you want, starting from Divrei the Sefer Kabbalah and the Sefer Achronim, the whole idea, the whole message to Paro was, you think this world has rules and regulations, which they are. They have, there is rules and regulations. But Hashem can uproot it, because Hashem is Hoya, Hoya, Vihi, and Ha'am Sakoil. This name is being revealed to the world. You can't live with it, you can't operate with it, but we're going to be revealed that this thing exists under the surface. That's our emunah. The emunah is reminding that Hashem is everywhere. Wherever he goes, Hashem is everywhere. We believe in that. He controls everything. And in a flick, in 1 second, he can change all the rules and regulations of the world. In one moment. That's the Chiddush Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's where all the revelation in Mitzrayim is, that there's no rules and regulations. Always mentioned when Ramosh used to say, Ramosh appears like Zechat Tzadik Baruch, that he says, when a person drinks, when it says the first mark of the sixth pasha, that a Jew and a Mitzri all drink from the same cup, and the Jew had water and the Mitzri had blood, says that they're not shocked that for the Jew, when it came into his mouth, it turned to water, and the Mitzri, when it came into his mouth, it turned to blood. But the same cup, when I took a cup, and I looked at this cup for the Mitzri was blood, and for the Jew was water. How's that possible? That's impossible, logically, in our system. And the answer is, correct, it's impossible. That's the whole Chiddush. Hashem has no rules and regulations. He can do whatever he wants. That's the Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the first post of this expansion. I'm revealing to you the name of Hashem. You can't pronounce it, as he says in this expansion, but we believe in it. That's the idea. That's the whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shem Hashem is here. I can't really see it in my eyes, but I could believe in it. And the Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim is this. Hashem is controlling everything, even though we can see it and operate by seeing it, but it's there. So by the way, the only time in the day that we can actually relate a little bit to this thing is when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, when you say usually, you say, when you read a Chumash, you read a Tehillim, you read anything davening, and you say the name Yudke Vavke, what's your Kavanah? The kavana that you have for the name Aleph Dal Nun Yud. But when you say Shema, you have to have a double kavana. Adoy Nakoil, Hayoy Vivihiyah. Both names together. Because in Shema, we speak about Hashem Echad. What's going to be? Lo Sid Lovin, Olam Haba, where there we're able to connect to that thing of Hashem. That's what I saw once. That's the reason one of the reasons we cover our eyes in Shema. Because we're talking about something which is above our sight. We're not talking, usually we can't see Hashem. But we're now, when we see Hashem Echad, we cover our eyes, we're at a different place. So that's what's revealed over here, that's what happens in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So with this, now we can go back. And go back to this discussion with the Moshe Rabbeinu and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is one more preview.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Throughout Dan Chazal, several places, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who represents the connection of the Kadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. We already mentioned last week's shiur, we wanted to explain how Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be Shishim Mibur, 600,000. He is the equivalent to Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is also represented Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shechina medaberes mitoich groino. Hashem speaks through his throat, through his mouth, meaning he is the extension or the revelation of Hashem in the world. So Moshe Rabbeinu is both. He's the Gilu of Hashem and Gilu of Am Yisrael. He's the in-between. That's his tafkid. The whole concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, also physically, what do? He went to Shemayim, brought a Torah from up there in Shemayim, right down to the Oretz, to Am Yisrael. That's what he does. He's the connector. And that's why the challenges and the issues that Moshe Rabbeinu has to face is always in that connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. How much he connects it? We are going to say now, but the Chet Mei Meriva, which that was the reason Moshe Rabbeinu, in the end of the day, what Rashi refers to it, did not go to the soil, go to the Ramban, and that's exactly it. He separated the revelation of Hashem and what Am Yisrael saw. Let's take it the way we understand that pasha simply. Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the Sela. Just will be a revelation of talking. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Sela. He hit it. It was a different revelation. He didn't transmit the connection, the gilui, the revelation of Hashem to Am Yisrael like it's supposed to. Because Moshe Rabbeinu carries, that's what he does. He brings that connection. And with that, let's look at the parasha. Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, it's the time that we're coming now, we're going to go and reveal to Am Yisrael, Shem Hashem. We're going to reveal the gilui of Hashem, Yitkevavke. Shmuel Me'av Zakov. And after they're going on the track, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't think so. I don't think Am Yisrael is ready to connect to that. As he says, Behem lo yaminu li. Maybe not going to believe you. The whole idea, the whole way to we connect Yudkei Vavke, we can actually operate Yudkei Vavke. The only way we connect it is through Emuna. You have to believe in it. They're not going to believe. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm supposed to be a conduit to connect them, to connect you, Hashem, to them. They're not going to believe. Shmuel says, you give them a simon and they won't believe. But here comes now the discussion that we had before. Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go show them Yud Kevavke, the Gilui of Hashem. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, no, but I still think Am Yisrael are not ready yet. Am Yisrael can see only Adnus, Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, only the external part. They can't really connect to the internal part. I can reveal to them the Yud Kevavke. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm the one who's supposed to represent, I'm the one who represents the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. So I'm telling Hashem, they're not going to really be able to connect to Yud Kevavke. Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is revealed through me, right through me. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is the one, the Gilui of Hashem, and the connection of Am Yisrael. That's what he represents. Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, I'll say it the way I heard Rosh Zakatitsky mentioning it this Shabbos, it's really brought down the Sfar. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his lifetime, the first 80 years Moshe Rabbeinu was Nista. He was hidden. Right? Where was Moshe Rabbeinu? What was Moshe Rabbeinu doing in the first 80 years of his life? Well, he, in the beginning, was in the palace of Pari. He came out to Shepherd the Eye, he had to run away. He's in Midian. When he was born, he was in the Teva. He's not really operating. He's not here. He's not here. He comes to be revealed only after 80 years. Sounds like the name of Hashem. There is a part of the name of Hashem which is Ne'elam. And then it begins being revealed. Moshe Rabbeinu presents that to Amishol too. He's Ne'elam, is being revealed. Says Moshe Rabbeinu Takash Baruch Hu, Amishol is not ready to revelation. I am a Kvat Peh V'Kvat Loshoy. I can't be revealed yet. I have to represent you, Hashem. I'm not ready to be revealed. I'm still Nistor. I can't reveal that part. Now listen to how this is so meduk in the Pesukim. Vayoyimeh Moshe El Hashem, Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, speak to Hashem. Be Adnus Alav Dal Nun Yud. Adnus. Lo Yishtroim Anechi. You want me to come and reveal Yud Kei Vav Kei? We're not ready yet. We're still in the operation. I'm only seeing Aleph Dal Nun Yud. The cover-up. I can't really reveal that. It's represented by me. I am Kvat Peh V'Kvat Lashon. Meaning I'm not ready to represent you being revealed in the world. Maybe not me, but more obviously not ready to have it. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi sam peh l'odom yusum ilam r'cher shepikacho ida? Who's the one who gave a human being the ability to talk, to listen? You know who it is? Halo Anoichi Yudke Vovke. You think the world is operating with Adnus? The world is operating with Yudke Vovke the whole time. Adnus is only a cover up. Everything that happens, it's the fact that someone can hear, can talk, can breathe, is Yudke Vovke. Of course we were supposed to reveal it. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoymer, be Aleph Dal Nun Yod Bi Adoy Bi Adnus Shlach Mavi Atishlach. Moshe Rabbeinu disagrees with that. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it could be it's true that's how things are operating in the world, but I need to reveal myself to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael not ready. Am Yisrael is going to see Adnus, not going to see Yitzchivok. And the way to get out of the tribe is only by the revelation of Shem Hashem. That's the chiddush. That's the idea of Yitzchivok tribe. We're not there yet. We have only Adnus, then Yitzchivok. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. Says, okay? I'm angry because Moshe Rabbeinu feels Am Yisrael is not ready. So we ask, Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking, so to speak, with B'chinas Am Yisrael. The Baruch Hu says, I'm revealing. He says, but I have to represent the connection. I'm telling you, we're not ready. So Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? I'm accepting your time. Meaning that he was upset that Moshe Rabbeinu that he's saying that. But Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the representation, so to speak, wins by what? He's not going to be the one who'll be Aaron. We'll separate the Gilu of Yud Kivav Kedanus. It won't be one. It won't be Moshe Rabbeinu himself revealing himself completely. Obviously, there's more to it, but we're running out of time, so let's go now back, right? Going to the end of the Parsha. End of the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Paro, he tells him to give to Am Yisrael to let him go. Paro makes it more difficult. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and tells him, Vayoshel Moshe El Hashem Yudke Vavke Vayoyimah, he speaks to Hashem. He says, Alef Dalet Nun Yud Adnus Lomeroi Solam Azev Lam Azev Shalachton. You see, Am Yisrael connected to Adnus, not Yudke Vavke. Look what's happening. We're going to fire. What's happening? It's getting worse. Like a normal operation in this country. There's a cause and effect. You upset the king, you get real hurt. Where's Yud Kivav Kei? It's only Amos right now. So you see that we're Amos are now ready to reveal Yud Kivav Kei. We're only in the revelation of Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's why it's changed the whole time. Moshe Rabbeinu still like Shmuel. Amos. Aleph Dal Nun Yud. He's referring to Hashem as Aleph Dal Nun Yud because that's the revealing of Hashem in the world. Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, so you're saying we're not ready for that. You're fearing that you can't really connect the high level of Yitkivovki down into the world to Amisrael. You know, here's your punishment. Your result of your maisi. Atotir Hashem. You're going to see only now, you're not going to enter Israel. And this goes into a subject that we spoke about many times in the past, Parsha Chukas. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael is where Amisrael basically stands on their own. Until you get to Eretz Yisrael, Amisrael is in the midbar, they see Hashem eyeing behind. Hashem is always there. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, that's where they're on their own. Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to represent the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. If he's not going into Eretz Yisrael, that means Amisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael. They don't have the full revelation of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu pnei chama, he shines like the sun. Yehoshua Pnei Levana is only reflection. Represents the Gila Hashem in the world. The Gila is the full Gila, only reflection. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke Abnus, I can't connect the way we relate to Hashem into the ultimate hidden thing of Hashem. Twelve says Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, so you're not going to Eretz Yisrael because you're supposed to be the one presenting Hashem. When Abnus is standing on the own Eretz Yisrael, they have connection with the Abnus, not Yud-Ke-Vav-Ke. This is a debate over here. Shmi Hashem, how much are we revealing it? Because that's what we're doing over here, revealing this. Just realize, obviously, everything here is, there's much more to talk in each pasuk, and try to understand the whole debate. But you see over here how the pasukim are going from Yud Kei Vav Kei Dan this whole time. Because that's the point. Are we revealing Shem Hashem, or are we just standing in Adam's? What we did take from this whole discussion is the Moshe Rabbeinu is the one representing the Gilui of Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who is that connection. It's brought down the Moshe Rabbeinu, as we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one, he himself is Nister for 80 years, and is revealed for the last 40 years. Why Dafka 80 years? So a pipshat, simple, is because we spoke about last week, that it took 130 years for Yocheved to give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Yocheved is the Gilgul of Chava, and Adam Arishon and Chava were separated for 130 years. 130 years was like the tikkun of what happened to Adam and Chava, and then after 130 years, Moshe Rabbeinu was born. How many years Amish will have to be in Mitzrayim? 210, Kiminin Redu. The Rodu Behem, Redu, is 210. They have to be 210 years. So Moshe Rabbeinu is born after 130 years, he has to be 80 when Moshe Rabbeinu comes out. That's a simple understanding. It must be 80. I think Kabbalah is very big in yawning the number 80 of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is 80? What does 80 represent? Different things. You just give a little bit of a touch. That always, the word 80 is representation, something that's higher than this world. You know, the Bris Milah is given on the eighth day. Right? The Maral always says, Sheva, seven represents Teva, the world. Is 6 plus 7, or 6 days in the week, the Shabbos. But 8 is always above the world. So 8 days, Bris Milah is 8. We know the Torah is La'atzech al-Shminis, refers to Torah, which is the 8th. It's above the world. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who represents above the world, so he belongs, when he comes to his revelation, is 80. Okay, what I wanted to talk about is another point that's brought down in different Svarim. The idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to live 120 years. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, in Tefillah LeMoshe, the Mizmor that he himself wrote, or it's Kabbalah for Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, in nation, Oseinu Behem, Shim Shana. He begvurois, Shmoni Shana. We live 70 years or 80 years. So the first already ask, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying we live 80 years? Moshe Rabbeinu himself lived 120 years. It's a question already of Tesis. Tesis has this question. How can Moshe Rabbeinu says, in nation, Oseinu, Shim Shana, Shmoni Shana? But he lived 120 years. So according to what we're learning over here, Moshe Rabbeinu has 80 years of, so to speak, Nister. That's his years of his own life when he's covered and he's not really in Amisur. That's Kvoros. That's his 80 years. Then comes 40 years where he reveals himself. As it's brought down, and whenever, without getting to the details, is basically three-thirds of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has three parts of his life. The first two-thirds, he is Nistar, and he's revealing himself in the last third. Many times when we speak about things, they have to be revealed, they have to be revealed, they have not, two-thirds are covered, one-third is revealed. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Gilui of his Gilui. His Gilui is only in his third part of his life. The first 80 years is his life, Shvayim Shana. Why 80 years? He lived a full life as a private citizen, let's call it with a expression of today. He lived the full life as a private citizen. Once he finishes private citizen Kufa, then he starts going out to the 40 years he's going to lead on the show. That's why it's Shmoyim Shana, because it's the maximum, that's his life as a private citizen. That's the 80 years of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu 80 years is covered the same way Yud Kei Vav Kei is covered. And it's revealed the same way Yud Kei Vav Kei is coming to be revealed. It says it's trying, Moshe Rabbeinu is revealed in the last part of his life. I want to just end with one last thing. Throw it down in the Chasam Sefer. Beautiful, I think. It's based on a Medrash, but he says like this. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, for 80 years, was, like we said, a private citizen, representing the Hester of Hashem. Says the Chazal Sefer, Moshe Rabbeinu did not know that he's going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. For 80 years, he was going around in Mitzrayim. He was a regular Jew. I mean, most of the time, he didn't even know that he was a Jewish because he was growing up in Paro's house. But then, he says, according to one of the Medrash, he was 40 years old when he went out. That's the story that happened, that he had to run away. He was 40 years old. He got to go back to the first 40 years in Mitzrayim, second 40 years in Midian, last 40 years in the Midbar. These are three parts of his life. But for 80 years, these 80 years we talked about before he comes to Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't even know he's supposed to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And after 80 years, the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and reveals himself and tells him, Ani Hashem, I'm sending you to take Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Says the Chazal Sofer, that's the same thing that's going to happen with Melech HaMashiach. Melech HaMashiach, every generation has somebody who's supposed to be Melech HaMashiach. And it's not somebody that we know is Melech HaMashiach. He himself doesn't know he's Melech HaMashiach. He goes around, he does his avodah. And suddenly, out of nowhere, comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go save, go reveal yourself, and go redeem Am Yisrael. That's what the Chazal Sofer says. And this is our hope, whatever we're going through any times with Kufis, and we are in very confusing times, very dark times, any way you look at it, you should know, it can happen suddenly. The Geula is Yudke Vavke, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hoy Hoy V'yim Havas HaKoyel, it can change everything. And the Mashiach himself doesn't even know. He could be ready in 1 second to be Mashiach. There's no preparation. There's no achana. He's not getting ready his whole life. Where is that guy? It could be a sudden thing, sudden revelation. He welcomes and says, go and redeem my sons. Go bring the Geula. Hey, Rabbi Ameinu, Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.